Test 73, Section 2, Question 22. This one says, because the native salmon disappeared, sockeye salmon were introduced. After being introduced, genetically uniform group of sockeye split into two populations that didn't interbreed, one in the deep areas, one in the shallow. Since the two populations now differ genetically, some hypothesize that each has adapted genetically to its distinct habitat. So the conclusion is they adapted genetically, and the evidence is just that after they were introduced, the genetically uniform group of sockeye split into two distinct populations that didn't interbreed. So the two populations didn't interbreed. But there is one little kind of gap here. It just says the native salmon nearly disappeared. So there could have still been some native salmons floating around. And so while this is a decent argument, there is the question, what about the ones that were still, the native salmon that were still there? So which one supports the statement? And A says neither of the two populations of sockeyes has interbred with the native salmon. Now, that would strengthen the argument by getting rid of the potential gap of maybe it isn't that they adapted genetically. Maybe it's that one of them started interbreeding with the native salmon. So that gets rid of one of our potential alternatives and therefore is good enough to hold on to. When the native salmon in Clearwater were numerous, they comprised two distinct populations that didn't interbreed. Well, that doesn't really strengthen the argument because it wouldn't say that they were genetically different. Most types of salmon that inhabit lakes spend part of their time in shallow and part in deep. That, if anything, makes it a little bit weirder about this, but it doesn't say anything about whether they have genetically adapted. D, one of the populations of sockeyes is virtually identical to the sockeyes originally introduced in 40. Well, but that doesn't say that the other one adapted genetically to its habitat. It just says one is the same and the other has changed. The total number of sockeye is not as large as the native number. We don't really care about the number. And so A is going to be our correct answer. And it strengthens by eliminating a possible alternative. And these are the ones that can be really tricky, but that's what makes it the best here.